Blog Talk Radio.
Water of thirst, Lord. magnify you. Hey. We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God. And what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We must praise no matter who or what we are. We must praise for he is worthy. Somebody bless his name right now. He's worthy. Yes, he's worthy. Yes, he is. I say he's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for one more time. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for keeping and saving, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, if we had a thousand tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, but yet we thank you. You had a choice to make. Hallelujah. In the Garden of Gethsemane, hallelujah. You had a choice to make. Hallelujah. You went to your Father three times and said, Lord, if you can take this cup from me, Father. Hallelujah. But if not, Lord, I let thy will be done. And you decided to follow the instructions of your Father. So we just want to say thank you. You didn't call it love, you call it favors. We can't thank you enough, but yet we thank you for all that you've done. Hallelujah. For your shed blood on today, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but when I think about the things of God, when I think about the things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all that he has done for us, I can't do but to shout and just give a praise, glory and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you know the Bible, you know that he had a choice to make. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible said that he went to his Father three times and asked that that cup could be passed. But he said, Father God, let thy will be done. Why you declare the cup today that you're going to let God's will be done in your life. My God, I declare the call of the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name. Lord, let thy will be done. I bind my wills with the will of God and my mind with the mind of Christ right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, Lord, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank your way, God. Right now, hallelujah, that I'm able to shout today and give God all praise because it's he that gives me life and strength in the name of Jesus Christ. It is he that my heart continues to beat day in and day out. It is he that I keep taking breaths day in and day out in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, I thank you. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord our God today, for he is worthy. Yes, he is. Let us shout joyfully to the work of our salvation. Let us come before his presence today with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with praise. With songs, oh God. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. It is here of the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are also his. Amen. The sea is his. He made it and his hands from the dry land. Come on, let's rejoice his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh God, let us worship and bow down. Hallelujah. To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. God Almighty by himself. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. The author and the finisher. By faith, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Amen. And the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Everybody, welcome to the shout today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manny. I just want to say thank you all today for tuning in. I thank God for you. May God continue to strengthen you. I speak to everyone. I speak to your body. I speak to your mind. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, may every bone in your body be healed and strengthened right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may your heart and mind be at peace. May your blood that flows through your body freely today, may it flow freely with the healing balm of Gilead right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may your words be spoken with the power of the Holy Spirit and with sweetness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May your steps be ordered and be perceived by the Lord our God in the name of Jesus Christ. May your eyes not grow dim, but be restored, hallelujah, with supernatural great vision in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you find great favor with God and with men and women alike in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive it by faith today and walk in it, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout past the door. Say, many, giving God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory. Father God, we just want to say thank you on this day.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for this beautiful day. day that you have made for us, and we shall be exceedingly glad in it, Father.
Yes,
because you are good, and you are more than worthy to be praised. You are so good, God, that you gave us the ministry of goodness, of godness, that lives on the inside of us. You gave us love. You gave us the Holy Spirit, and you gave us your word, your promise to be able to do all things. The song said, no matter who you are, we must praise.
We must praise. Glory, hallelujah. It's called drop, and he'll call back in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's at once, and we thank God for him. We must praise. Glory to God, my Lord, my God. We bless your holy name. Sister, hallelujah. Open up your mouth, sister. Kind of give God praise, our glory, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Connie.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I just want to shout today on my sister. She's getting out of the hospital today.
Amen.
For all of his mercy and grace with her healing. And I want to also thank him a friend of mine had been rushed to the hospital on Tuesday morning around 5, and I finally heard from him. You know, you can't hear nothing or see nobody. And I finally heard from him. He said he was doing okay. He didn't have COVID, but he was having some issues with breathing. But he said that the hospital people were working on him, and he's doing much better. So I want to thank God this morning for both of them, and thank him for my good doctor report today also. And I just nothing but thanks today. Thanks.
Glory to God. Can you just thank him right now, everybody? Can you just thank him for what he's doing right now? Hallelujah. Even while you're praying and asking God, and he's already turning that thing around, can you thank him because you trust in him? Even though you can't see it, even though you can't feel it right now, will you trust him and know that he's God and God alone that can do all things but fail, the creator of the universe? He created you and everything that's in it. Can you just thank him right now? Amen. Pastor Man is back on the line. Let us bring him back in. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor Man. And we know your line has gone. Have your way. Have your way. Go ahead, Pastor Manny. Pastor Manny. Okay, we can't hear you. I don't know what's going on with the line. I can't hear
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Go ahead.
We thank God. I'm seeing your praise in the Lord. There ain't nothing going to stop my shout. The phone might turn off, but I'm still going to shout. See, we might not be able to be on this line of the shout, but I'm still going to shout. And we thank you, Father God, for this mouth to be able to decree and to declare that you are our God and who we trust.
Yes, you are.
And we decree and we declare that we find refuge in you every single day of our life. My mind, our mind is forever increasing in the knowledge of faith. And we thank you, Christ Jesus, for giving us your promise, for giving us your glory, for giving us your body, for sacrificing yourself for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter who we are, we must pray, and we thank you, Father God, that we can come to the throne of grace boldly, decreeing and declaring every single thing, Father God, that you have already told us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Single rays of water in our life, we say, peace, be still, peace, be still, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Pastor. We
glory.
Love you. We thank God for you. My Lord, my God. Let him use you out there on the road. Hallelujah. Speaking to someone's life today. Hallelujah. That their life may be changed in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak blessings over you, favor over you right now. God's protection
thank
is with you right now. Angels are kept around you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm there. You are loved, needed, and wanted.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus.
This is your season. I decree and declare over you right now. Victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Success
in
all that you
Jesus.
Put your hands to do for the Lord our God. For you are a kingdom builder, holy, and the call to set aside for such
Lord
a time
Jesus.
As this. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you,
in
my
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
God bless you, mighty. Amen. Glory to God. He shall mighty boy shakaya. I get excited when my husband get an opportunity when he's out there working to call in and come into agreement. That's nothing like agreement. That's power in agreement. Amen. Especially when a husband and wife can come into agreement because the enemy is always fighting against the marriage that God has ordained, my Lord, my God. But we have the power to overcome those things. Amen. Sister, hallelujah. Bring that Carter, hallelujah. Bring the Gail Carter. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise going on and shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. Today, my husband and I celebrate our anniversary. I thank God
yes.
for him. I'm grateful to share my life with him. I pray
Amen.
That God will keep him and protect him and cover him with the blood of Jesus from the
yes.
crown of his head to the sole of his feet. I
yes.
thank God for him, and I pray that he bless us with many, many more years to be devoted to one another in love.
Yes.
And I pray for my mom and Penny. They took the COVID vaccine today, that all
Jesus.
Is well.
All
to
is
God
well.
Be the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory.
Thank God
Amen.
For you both.
Amen.
Love
Glory
y'all.
To God. We love you too. God bless you. God keep you. I come into agreement that all is well with our AT Ruth and May and Penny right now. Hallelujah. We come against every adverse side effect of any kind of the vaccination that they've taken on today, oh God. Lord, let it be all and do of what you have called it to do and intended to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to protect them, Lord God, from COVID-19 and anything else. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak life and blessings and love and peace to every marriage, every husband. I pray that God will strengthen every man of God right now, that every man will take their position in the household right now, being the head of the house and the priest of the home in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God would equip every man in the home right now, and those who have left them all, we call them back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to stand in position where God has called them to be. God called man first. He made man first, and he made woman to assist the man. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask of God, hallelujah, that you would strengthen every man. Let peace come and be still in the hearts of man today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray that protection, oh God, right now. Your hands of protection to be around our men. Hallelujah, men of God right now. Those that don't believe, oh God, that you would send the believing men of God, the Christian believing men of God to their life. They would speak a word, your word, with confidence and boldness, that it would turn their life around and they may ask, how can I be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare right now, huh, with our combined faith on the line today, that it is victory right now. Victory over every man of God and every household in the name of Jesus Christ, over every marriage is successful and has victory right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Happy anniversary to our cousin and friend, amen. Today, Brenda Carter, hallelujah. Brenda Gail Carter, to our husband, that all be blessed, hallelujah, and made whole and new in the name of Jesus Christ. May they start a new beginning of love, new beginning of peace, new beginning of happiness and joy, new beginnings. I speak over you, new beginnings of greatness of the Lord our God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're married, hallelujah, and if you're looking to be married, receive the blessings of the Lord our God, because the Bible tells us that God ordained marriage. He honors marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for marriage. Huh? We thank you, Lord God, for our spouses, our husbands, and our wives, oh God, right now. Bless and keep them all, oh God. We pray good health and strength to all. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. If there's any that's on the call you want to shout today, just press one. We want to hear from you. If you have a testimony, if you just want to give God our praise and glory. See, we're a fire starter, so we come to start the fire. So if you're one of those people that start the fire, and then all around you will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Be that one today. Be that fire storm. Let God use you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time. Father, deliver us right now by your truth, for your word is true. Forgive us, oh God, for any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence of all strong hold soul ties, a strong man right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, cleanse our mind by the washing of the word with your water, oh God, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. For we would say so that we are redeemed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, for it is you that have redeemed us, and we thank you, oh God. Set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication proceed from my lips, oh God. Superimpose the fruits of the stand over the weakness of our temperament right now in the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us, look out in your pavilion, in your secret place of the Most High God. Lord, lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree and declare that we have integrity, and who the Son sets free, we iterate today is free indeed, and we receive our freedom right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we operate in freedom, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, God, right now. Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. May the blessings of Zion be upon all of our heads today. Amen. May peace be your portion. May peace run you down and blessings run you down and overtake you right now. Those that can hear, hallelujah, at the sound of my voice and the humbleness in my spirit. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. You all, we have several things I want to talk to you about today. But first and foremost, right now, God is inviting you to live for his glory by fulfilling the purposes that he made you for. Amen. It says, you all, it's really the only way to live, you all. No other way. There's really no other way to live. Everything else is just existing. Real life begins by committing yourself completely to Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you are not sure if you have done this, all you need to do is receive and believe today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible promises that you all, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Amen. Will you accept God's offer today? That is the question to you. Hallelujah. Will you accept God's offer today? First, believe. Believe God loves you and made you for his purposes, you all. Believe you're not an accident. Believe you were made to last forever. Believe God has chosen you to have a relationship with Jesus who died on the cross for you. Believe that no matter what you've done, God wants to forgive you right now. Hallelujah. Ask him to forgive you and help you change, and he will. Amen. Second, receive Jesus Christ into your life by allowing him to become your Lord, hallelujah, your manager, your boss, the one who is in control and Savior, who died to pay the penalty for everything you ever done wrong. Amen. Receive his forgiveness for your sins today. Receive his purposes and peace for your life. Receive his power to help you fulfill your life purpose. Amen. The Bible says whoever accepts and trusts the Son, hallelujah, get in on everything. Amen. Life complete and forever. Right now, and I'll say it with conviction right now, regardless of where you are reading, hallelujah, where you are at, or where you are set, or where you've been through, I invite you to bow your head and quietly whisper the prayer that will change your eternity. Jesus, come on now. Jesus, I believe in you, and I receive you right now, today, right where I am, broken, hallelujah, all that I have and all that I don't have, Father God. Thank you for dying on the cross to pay for all my sins. As much as I know how, I ask you to come into my life and help me learn to know you, trust you, and love you. Go ahead right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you sincerely meant that prayer today, congratulations. We welcome you. Hallelujah, in the fivefold ministry. We welcome you of the new covenant of grace and mercy right now. Welcome to the family of God. You are now ready to discover and start living God's purpose for your life. I urge you to tell someone about it. If you're going to need some support, so we want to support you, me and my husband, Pastor Doris A. Manning. So give us a call at 346-719-3349. Come and worship with us on Sunday at 2 p.m. here on the Preacher and the Pastor at 845-277-9213. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. We just want to thank God for you that you have made a decision today to enter in. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. You all want to talk about a couple of things. We have about 6 minutes here left in the shout. Amen. God bless all the hearers, the readers, and the doers of this word on today in the name of Jesus Christ. We've been in 40 days of prayer. I think today is the 35th day. We have 5 more days, and it's just been a blessing. Breakthrough has come, healing, deliverance. I'm talking about miracles, great testimonies of being birthed. People are just, I mean, God is doing a new thing, really, and I tell people all the time, if you're coming for God to do the new thing, you got to let go of the old thing. If you're going to keep running back to the old thing, but praying for something new, but operating in the old, what are you really doing, and who are you praying to? Amen. So today I want to talk about prayer, because prayer is so important. This is how we commune with God. Amen. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6, pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Amen. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:12-13, when you call upon me and come in and pray to me, I will hear you. And when you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. Amen. So prayer is a quiet, simply conversation with God. What a joyous privilege you are that we have to be able to speak to him, Almighty God, whatever we desire. How could you ever get enough of those times with him? Amen. That is a question. Meet with him often to talk about your life. Tell him your troubles and leave your worries at his feet. Amen. Confess your sins to him and receive his forgiveness today. Amen. Tell him how much you love him. You know, tell him how much you need him and how grateful you are to be his daughters and sons. Amen. He's always ready to listen to his children. Amen. Just like a father and a mother to their child. Amen. And so pray without ceasing. Amen. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is there a great need in your life today? Amen. Something that you have struggled with and can't seem to find the answer for. See, God says to bring it to him, not just once, but again and again. Keep asking, keep reminding him of his promises. Amen. Like a child who campaigns for a new bike and never give up, a new toy or needing something. Seek God and keep on seeking him. He hears you each and every time, and he will reward your persistence and your patience after he proves your heart. Amen. See, because that's a test of the heart. Amen. It's a test of your faith. Amen. You see, some people just won't think God's things, but they don't want God. Amen. You got to want God. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, are you seeking things? You see, God knows your heart. He knows where your heart is as you come to him. Are you really wanting a relationship with him, or you just want the things that he can give you? Amen. So make sure your heart is in the right place, that you will be patient away as God tests your heart to see if your heart is where your heart needs to be. Because I want you to understand, Satan will answer that you're asking for, but God will wait to make sure that your heart is right, because he's going to give you the desires of your heart according to his will and purpose and plan for your life that will bless you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, the devil will set you up for a setback. Amen. To destroy your life. The Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you got to be careful. Make sure your heart is right. Amen. As you go before our Father, asking to receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank you, Father God, for one more time. And I want to tell you all this today. Be energized by love. We've been commanded to do that, to love one another, to love God first, and to love one another. We have commanded every day we should be operating in love. Amen. If you're not operating in love, you need to ask God to help you to be able to operate in love and to increase you in love and in patience so that you can operate in love day in and day out. Amen. I want you to understand this, please, with me. And I'm not trying to be controlling of everything, but I just want to help somebody as I help myself today. Amen. See, there is no greater example of loving service than that is seen in the mother. You know, we are made and geared up to love, you know, to have compassion. That's how God made us. Amen. So it's remarkable that the great sacrifice a mom makes for her children when they're feeling sick or they're struggling with something in their life. We seem to always want to come to the rescue. Some of us have a hard time in cutting the umbilical cord. Amen. But hallelujah. But that's the kind of love we're talking about, being energized by that kind of love, that motherly kind of love that God has put in us. Did you know that the Apostle Paul served with that kind of love? Did you know that apostles served with that kind of love of a mother? Oh, hallelujah, to those that he didn't know. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, in his letter to the Corinthians, you all, in Thessalonica, you all, he wrote, we were gentle among you just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. We were well pleased to impart to you our own lives because you have become dear to us. Amen. We find this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. To back up what I'm saying today. Amen. You can read it for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let me just tell you what the Bible is saying, what the Word is saying. Read it for yourself and know. Hallelujah. And be changed by the Word of God. Be transformed by the Word of God. Be renewed. Let your mind be renewed by the Word of God. Amen. So is your service, y'all? This is the question. Is your service energized by love as well? Do you show love to those whom you serve? This should be your prayer. Lord, I confess that my love is often shallow and weak. Please pour your love into me and through me to touch everyone I meet today, especially those who feel rejected and alone. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless everyone, you all. We're back here on Monday here on The Shout. Tonight we have the preacher and the pastor midweek service. So you all, y'all can join us tonight at 7 p.m. You will be blessed by the service. My husband and myself will be preaching the word, bringing the word forth, being led by the Holy Spirit of the living God. So we're excited always to be able to be used by God for God's people as we serve to you, we are eating as well. Amen. So we're being filled. Our spiritual belly is full. Amen. So at this time, God bless you, God keeper. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be able to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. And it's all in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together, that we're saved. God bless you. God keep you. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.